the firm of Stern, AG, and Leach.
Yes, well, we've had a great number come out this morning. It was a surprise to the market. On the jobs report, everyone expected us to lose 100,000 jobs this past month, but we only lost 54, so news wasn't as bad as everyone thought, and we did have some good revisions to the June numbers where we thought we lost about 130,000 jobs. We only lost about 50,000, so the numbers are getting better. The good news is the government's kind of getting out of the way. The government laid off about a little over 100,000 people this last month, but the private sector is picking up, which that is what we want to see in this economy to really get it going. So far this year, the private sector has added over 700,000 jobs to its payroll. So that's really what we need to get moving to get this economy going. Our unemployment rate is still high, though. I mean, it's still at 9.6%. So we still have a long ways to go. It looks like the markets have really liked this news. Looks like they're going to open up about 1% this morning, so that's good. The last 2 days, you know, I call this market psychotic because 1 week we're way up, next week we're right back down to where we were. It's been up and down like crazy. But the last 2 days, the market's rallied more than it has in months. August was the worst month we've had in 9 years to put an indication of how bad this market did fall. But we did get some good numbers for retailers yesterday. Nordstrom, JCPenney, Limited, they all reported good August sales, which is a critical month because that's the back-to-school month. Everyone's shopping for their kids for the clothes and school supplies, and the sales were good. They're very good. So that is looking promising. And, you know, I've talked a lot about buyouts, and that's driving this economy some to a degree. Corporations are sitting on billions of dollars in cash that, with interest rates so low, they're not making any interest off that money. So they're putting it to work by buying other corporations. And the one corporation that you're going to see being bought out here is Burger King, which is the second largest fast food burger joint in the nation. And they're going to be bought out by a private equity firm in New York. So that should go through before the end of the year. So we are getting some good news out here. We're starting to see maybe some jobs come around. We're starting to see sales come around. And home sales are rocky, but they are starting to trend up a little bit. It looks like we've hit the bottom on that. Hopefully that is will continue to go. The bad news is you're going to see prices in like wheat go up. Wheat prices have risen 70% since January. So you're going to see a lot of your food prices really climb, especially in the bread area and corn. So, but good news is farmers are doing very, very well. So at least somebody in this economy is doing really well.
That's the thing. And we're hoping some of this good news can continue. At least the layoffs and so on can abate, but it'll take a while for the hiring to return.
Oh, correct. One thing people don't realize is employment is a lagging indicator. You know, companies are not going to start hiring till their company is doing well and making money. So first their company has to get doing well. The sales have to get to a point where they feel comfortable to hire employees. So it's a lagging indicator. And hopefully, you know, by the end of the year, we'll start seeing employment numbers really start to rise.
All right, Mark. Go ahead, sir.
No, sir. That's it.
Well, we've had a good report this morning, and we're going into the Labor Day holiday. Maybe we'll get some more good news when we check back in with Stern, AG, and Leach next week.